Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
Indeed, to Cormac's question about how much Hillary Clinton might be enjoying what's going on with Donald Trump, she actually posted a picture on her own Twitter account earlier today, a picture of herself wearing a hat that says, "But her emails," and encouraging people to buy them to fundraise. Now, new figures show that there's been a surge in the number of electric and hybrid cars being bought by Irish consumers. Nearly 20% of all new cars licensed since the start of the year were electric, compared with 13% in the same period last year. There's also been a decline in the number of diesel cars being purchased. That's according to these new CSO figures also. For more on all of this, we're joined by Geraldine Herbert, who's motoring editor with The Independent. And you're welcome, Geraldine, to the programme as always. So times are certainly changing, aren't there? Aren't they? A big increase in the number of hybrid and electric cars being bought.
Yeah, good evening, Sarah. Indeed, I suppose the CSO figures just confirm what we already knew, huge demand for EVs. Two interesting things, I think, about the figures from today. The first, obviously, is that new electric cars have increased by 52% in the first 5 months of the year compared with last year. But also petrol cars have increased 48% in the first 5 months of this year compared to last year as well. So it seems we're seeing a decline in hybrid and a decline in diesel. But I suppose the question is, where are those buyers going? You would assume that hybrid buyers have now branched off and they're now going full EV, and maybe diesel buyers are opting for petrol. But it's kind of, it's very interesting and very different from what we would have, you know, certainly from a decade ago, it's radically different.
And do you have any explanation for the increase in petrol buyers?
No, I think that's an interesting one. As I said, it could be just a worry about resale values on diesel and everything else that they may be moving. Or is it hybrid buyers have decided, you know, I'm not ready to go EV, but I might just go back to petrol. But one way or another, petrol cars are increasing, you know, quite significantly. 48% is certainly a big jump in the first 5 months.
Yeah. And the reason for the big jump in electric cars, one of the reasons or speculation that I've heard around this is that people know that the grant for electric cars is going to be significantly reduced.
Yeah, so the grant is set to be reduced from, it's currently, there's a €5,000 grant on cars that are under the value of 60,000. Now, that is going down to 3,500 from July the 1st. Now, having said that, if you book a car or you place an order on a car before July the 1st, you have 4 months for it to be delivered, because there's delays with electric cars, obviously, so it's not going to be chopped off on the 1st of July. And, you know, the grant will be honoured for the first 4 months. And I think after that, it'll be sort of on a case-by-case basis if you're still waiting on a car. But interestingly, Sarah, like a lot of car makers are not even waiting for that. They've actually increased the price of electric cars. So it's very clear they're going to pass that cost directly on to the consumer.
Okay. And would you expect that then to have an impact on sales? Because they're not cheap to, starting off, are they?
No, they're not. And what's really annoying is we're seeing more and more new electric cars that are coming into the market at that sort of 30,000-35,000 price range, which we haven't seen before. And it's really key that we see more of those, because that makes them slightly more affordable for people. But that's the end of the market that's going to be the most impacted, because if you're buying a €55,000 car, putting 1,500 on it, OK, it's not ideal, but it's probably not a deal breaker. But if you're going from maybe 29,000 to certainly, you know, to suddenly nearly 31 or 31 to 33, or, you know, if there's going to be an increase like that, that may well be enough for you. With everything else that's going up, we see tolls on the increase as well. All of these things combined together means there's less money around and, you know, less choice for people.
Overall, is the number of new cars up?
New cars are up in terms of last year and the year before, but they're still down in terms of 2019. And 2019 would have been sort of the last normal year of car sales. Remember, 2020, 21, 22 would have been impacted by either delays, supply issues, all sorts. So they are coming back, but they still are not back on a par where they were in 2019. But definitely the other thing we see a huge decrease in is imports. I mean, there's been a huge decrease in the last number of years on those. That's putting pressure, obviously, on the secondhand market still as well.
That's a Brexit thing, isn't it?
Yeah, more than anything. I mean, we depended an awful lot on the UK as a source of secondhand cars. I mean, you can still import them. They're just not as financially attractive as they were. So the numbers have declined accordingly.
Now, what about the used car market then? What's going on there?
Yeah, the used car market was slightly up. Again, the big issue here is the price more than anything. The price of secondhand cars continues to increase, has done for the last number of years. Again, it comes down to a shortage. Also, when we had the pandemic had an impact, obviously, on the chip shortages. Therefore, there was less new cars coming into the country. More people were holding on to their secondhand cars and they weren't trading them up. So we still see an issue in the secondhand market. As I said, it's slightly up, but the prices are still a big issue and supply is a big issue.
Yeah, you know, with all the talk about the climate, I know we're not necessarily meant to be talking about climate, we're talking about cars, but they are related. You just wonder if you know, keep holding on to your car is the best way to go altogether.
Never mind, I think for a lot of people at the moment...
Go on, sorry, yeah.
Yeah, for a lot of people at the moment, I suppose, if they're not in a position to buy an EV or to buy, you know, they probably think that's the best thing that they can do. And the problem with...
Oh, I wonder, has Geraldine's line dropped? We'll see if we can get Geraldine back. Or maybe. Oh, there you are, Geraldine. Sorry, you just dropped out there for a second. Go on ahead.
It seems very short-sighted of the government to reduce
sorry,
the grant.
Sorry, Geraldine, you just came in you dropped out and then came in at an unusual time. So could you just say that for us again, if you wouldn't mind?
Yeah, sorry. No, what I was saying just about, for a lot of people, the only way they'll ever get into an electric car is through the secondhand market. And we just don't have a decent secondhand market at the moment. And the only way we can grow that secondhand market is through new car sales. So, you know, when you consider that that's if most people do want to get into electric cars and they can't because of the prices, it seems very short-sighted of the government to be reducing the grant next month because of that. You know, it's going to reduce the secondhand market.
Yeah, and as you say, petrol sales going up, which is not a trend that anyone wants to see. What about the most popular make then of car?
Yeah, it's interesting as well. There's been very little difference in that. The cars that are sort of dominate still, Volkswagen and Toyota are doing well, Skoda, Dacia, Kia. They were they had a big share of, it's almost 50% of the market last year, same this year. So we seem to be quite brand loyal, if nothing else, at the moment.
Okay, well, really good to talk to Geraldine. Some really interesting trends there. You can let us know what you think about all that to 51551. Geraldine Herbert, motoring editor with The Independent. Thank you again.